Module 2. On the Road to Success. A. Reading. Listening and Speaking, page 25.
Facilities that facilitate. Four young professionals give their views on the exciting new frontiers of working life. A. Scott.
They say it's a brave new world. Well, in my experience, with all the new initiatives that have presented themselves throughout my career, that's certainly the case. Technology is coming on by leaps and bounds, and some of the things that are happening in my office are unbelievable. We've all heard of hot desking, taking turns sharing a desk with others. Well, in my office, all desks quite literally are hot desks. My firm installed infrared heat sensors that detect when someone is sitting at the spaces. This data is then collated and analyzed to produce reports about how the areas are being used and can be best allocated to workers. This system is interconnected with an app that sends reminders or notifications about usage. So, for example, if I leave the desk for longer than an hour, the app asks me if I'd like to offer it to a colleague. Innovations like this not only make business sense, they also allow workers new levels of freedom to maximize their efficiency and reassess how they use their working environment.
B. Mary.
People tend to throw words like flexitime and working from home around as if they are huge luxuries. However, for millennials such as myself, these notions are not revolutionary. Rather, they've become the norm. For me personally, I expect more than just that, or the tired cliche of having a beanbag or a snooker table in the corner of the office. With new methods like working in the cloud and the freedom that wireless connectivity brings, people are starting to realize that we don't even need physical offices at all anymore. Desks, cubicles, and even a permanent building really have become antiquated relics of a bygone era. With cloud computing, I can store, share, and deliver all my work online via tablet or smartphone. Then, with the touch of a finger, I can scroll through jobs and liaise with clients and recruiters on a freelance basis anywhere or any place in the world. As a result, I can let my hair down, be productive, effective, and, most of all, happy.
C. Paul.
I know that some people might scoff at my generation with thinly veiled disdain, but we have to acknowledge and accept that the world is changing, and so too are our working needs. Expecting more from a work environment isn't about some ungrateful millennial sense of entitlement. It's about empowerment, and not just for young people, but for everyone. I'm glad that my office doesn't have cubicles, and instead features open collaborative environments, sofas and cafes. It's great that if I want to discuss something, I can just grab a colleague, sit on a soft carpet, and brainstorm with them. My company realizes that offices need to have a diverse array of these facilities in order to create environments that people actually want to be in. Interaction and communicative exchange are vital in the modern world, and the workspaces at my firm facilitate that and reflect the aspirations of our employees.
D. Jessica.
As with all other aspects of our contemporary lives, the concept of the office is rapidly becoming a fantastic synergy between physical and digital elements. With the blistering pace of technological advancements in recent years, both workers and employers have a myriad of choices, an unfettered scope to innovate. In my office, however, the focus is now on well-being more than anything else and how to attain that. ambient mood lighting linked to external sensors, sleep pods, massage therapy, and even green spaces and rooftop gardens are all part of the equation and all feature in my workplace. This blend of cutting-edge tech with traditional forms of rest is really boosting our worker contentment and satisfaction. I love having the opportunity to work on my netbook while sipping a latte and gazing out at panoramic views of the city skyline. You see, in my company, the emphasis is on developing pride in the workplace and boosting staff retention. After all, with such exquisite facilities, why would anyone want to work from home anyway?